In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York City. So the mere concept of mobile facial scanning to verify our identity is slowly becoming less of a concept that we only see in futuristic movies and more of a reality. And that reality is likely approaching sooner than any of us necessarily thought. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now with more is The Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims. Welcome back, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
I'd love to get an understanding of the tech that would allow for this specific mobile facial scanning. It's called depth sensing technology. Can you first explain how the tech actually works?
Right. So if you've ever played with the old Microsoft Xbox 360 Kinect,
okay.
It's the same thing, but it is shrunk down to a mobile form factor, and it projects an array of dots and infrared light, so we can't see it, across an object or your face. And then it looks for the distortion in that field of dots. And so that way, when it's looking at your face, it doesn't just see your face. It gets this very accurate depth map, this 3D map of your face. So the bottom line is there are cameras coming in Android phones, and we think in the so-called 10th anniversary iPhone, that are going to be able to see in 3D super accurately. So as a result, they can do really good face recognition, better than what we had before.
And like you said, these aren't foreign concepts. We see similar elements of this tech already out there, and we hear a lot about the similar facial recognition tech in China. So we get the sense that the tech is on the way, but if, as you say, as soon as the 10th anniversary iPhone and future Android phones, it seems like these companies really made some progressive strides as of late.
Yeah, so I would be surprised, honestly, if we didn't get a demo of this in September when Apple is announcing apparently not just the usual two phones, but three, and the third one is going to be this really high-end so-called 10th anniversary iPhone. I mean, within 6 months, you could have this device in hand, and I think within a year, it will be pretty common in flagship devices from both Apple and the Android smartphone makers. And it will be how you unlock your phone. It will be one option for how you unlock your phone. So I wouldn't be surprised if people just stop using the fingerprint sensor on their phones within 2 years on flagship devices.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has a lot of selling points. One of them in particular these days, you know, there's such elevated concerns about cybersecurity. It appears as though facial recognition has the potential to make higher levels of that kind of security.
Yeah, so anytime you can add another security factor, another way to verify your identity, that's good. So, you know, the most secure systems, you know, would ask you for, you know, your password and a PIN, and it would scan your face and it would scan your fingerprint. That's called multi-factor authentication. But the same way that, you know, having this fingerprint sensor on your phone enables you to make payments with your phone without ever having to punch in a PIN or a password, you might be doing that with your face as well. You know, in China, there are companies that just cut out the middleman being the phone. You just show up and your phone is present. So that's one security factor. And then you just look at a camera and boom, it's an additional layer of verification that it's actually you. Now, I should say that there are a lot of security researchers who are freaked out by us using more and more biometrics to unlock devices, because their argument is you can never change your face, right? You can change your password, but if somebody steals your face, or more accurately, like steals the code that describes your face, then things could be fooled with it. And, you know, it's always a game of cat and mouse. You know, Qualcomm responds, oh, well, we have this thing called liveness detection. So you can't just like print out a 3D printed mask of someone's face and fool the camera that way. Like, we actually know if it's a live face. That said, of course, identical twins will fool it.
Yeah. We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims about the latest advancements in facial recognition tech. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, Chris, it makes for such interesting conversation, and it's got a novel flair to it over the traditional passwords and fingerprints. But what are we not thinking about? Are there any trade-offs with facial recognition that maybe is worth thinking about?
Yes. So the same way that, you know, your iPhone's fingerprint sensor isn't going to work as well if your hands are dirty or wet, facial recognition algorithms have a lot of trouble with specific things, like reflective sunglasses tend to really mess them up. So, you know, you're on the ski slope, you want to unlock your phone, you might have to remember to take your goggles off. If you're somebody who likes to change their facial hair around, you might need to re-enroll
That's funny.
Your own face periodically. So there are, you know, with any biometric, they can change or they can be fooled. You know, if you were doing, I forget what that makeup routine is where you just like, oh, contouring.
Okay.
If you're Kim Kardashian and you contour your face, you might fail the facial scan on your own phone, because contouring looks like some of the makeup that hackers have invented to fool facial recognition algorithms.
It's great stuff. Chris Mims, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims. You can check out more of his coverage at WSJ.com/tech. Wrapping up the tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.